4. The Deal. Hitchcock outmaneuvers. Developing passion for a movie property can be like falling madly for someone who leaves one's friends cold. Hitchcock had been battling indifference or outright bewilderment toward his projects from the start. Producer David O. Selznick, who railed constantly against the director's damned jigsaw cutting, seemed to have imported Hitchcock from England without comprehending that the sort of talent who can create The 39 Steps or The Lady Vanishes does not tend to flourish on a leash. Cary Grant complained throughout the shooting of North by Northwest that he could make neither heads nor tails of the script. A Paramount executive admitted, "I never saw what Hitchcock did in Rear Window until I saw the finished movie." Lack of vision is one thing. Across-the-board contempt for a proposed Hitchcock movie was something new. Hitchcock refused to kowtow to Paramount. After all, studio executives came and went like this year's starlet. Hitchcock had become a legend for being right more often than wrong. The director and his production staff quietly began exploring how to minimize the investment downside of Psycho. Hitchcock hit on the solution: plan his new production as scrupulously as he would any big-budget feature film, but shoot it quickly and inexpensively, almost like an expanded episode of his TV series, Alfred Hitchcock Presents. That popular anthology series, which debuted on CBS on October 2, 1955, had been a master plot of Hitchcock's MCA agent, confidant, and father confessor Lou Wasserman, nay, Louis Robert Wasserman, a former burlesque...